Things are moving pretty quickly, a year and a half out from the general presidential election. Mike Pence, the former vice president of the United States, wants to become president of the United States and filed his paperwork yesterday to run for that high office. Today, former governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie, will make his announcement tonight. These two are joining a growing cast of candidates, including Tim Scott, Nikki Haley, Perry Johnson, Ron DeSantis, Donald Trump, Vivek Ramaswamy, and some others as well. Larry Elder is out there. In any case, it is a diverse group of Republican presidential candidates. So let's get more on this. What we are expected to hear this evening from Chris Christie, from political analyst John Selleck, the CEO of Harbor Strategic Public Relations. Hey, John, how are you?
I'm great. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm glad you're back to kind of help us dig through this because, you know, there's so many people jumping into this thing. And Chris Christie is going to make his announcement tonight. It's a foregone conclusion. He's going to be in this, entering the 2024 presidential race. How does he plan to differentiate himself from all these other Republican candidates?
Well, it seems like one thing that we've kind of lost sight of a little bit is that for all the respect and loyalty that Donald Trump expects from people around him, we look at that field that you just mentioned, and it's gigantic. So there's something that's taken place that we kind of don't talk as much about, is a lot of people are willing to take on Donald Trump. Now, the more of them that get in, obviously, they kind of help him because they're splitting up the opposition. But everybody and their brother and sister seem to want to run these days. I even just read this morning that Steve Garvey from back on the Dodgers and Padres is talking about running for U.S. Senate in California. Politics apparently isn't as bad and negative as we thought. But for Chris Christie, you know, when I make my little checklist for him, you know, I see revenge on the list against Trump. I see the need for attention on the list. And he's looking for some praise. And his angle and differentiation is that he is defining himself, amongst the media at least, as the person that will directly take Trump on. Everyone else gets in, says nice things about Trump, and then says, yeah, but I'll do a better job doing what Trump does. Christie is planning to make this his mission to get attention, to say, I'll do to Trump what I did for Marco Rubio. But, you know, he already lost to Trump before, so the jury is out on that for sure.
How does he rebut the claim that, listen, you were a Trump supporter in 2016 and in 2020, and now somehow we're supposed to believe you that you're suddenly anti-Trump and you're going to do better than he will when you supported him in both of his presidential campaigns? How does he confront that argument?
Well, that's one of his bigger issues on the credibility front, and I think what he's counting on is by taking this aggressive stance and saying, I'm the one candidate getting in the race that is going to go toe-to-toe with Trump. I'm going to go on the debate stage if I can get onto it. Based on the rules the RNC has put in place for this first debate in August. And I'm going to be the only one that has the guts to do something here and hit. DeSantis isn't going to do it. Scott's not going to do it. I'm going to do it. And he's basing all that basically on his 2012 attitude when he was sort of the pre-Trump Trump as the governor of New Jersey. And the one time that he got into a brawl with Marco Rubio in 2016 and Marco just kind of got disqualified as a candidate for president after that. That's what he's counting on. And when I turn on the TV this morning, Tom, I'm equal opportunity. I turn on Morning Joe and I turn on Fox News. What all those reporters on MSNBC and these basically Democrats are talking about Chris Christie is because they see him as somebody that will go after Trump, which is just what they want. And he's enjoying that attention right now, but it's only coming from that camp.
Yes, and he'll continue to get that kind of attention from that side. I mean, he's a frequent guest on CNN because I believe of his anti-Trump stance. But is he truly the only one that's gonna, I mean, you look right now at Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump. Donald Trump seems to really be targeting Ron DeSantis, and you can probably blame the poll numbers for DeSantis on that. He's the closest to Donald Trump. But do you think Ron DeSantis is not going to push back hard against Donald Trump, maybe not as hard as Chris Christie will?
Well, it seems like for DeSantis, he's more than equipped to do so. And his campaign so far is trying to lay out the differences, whether they're overt or more subtle. But he's also, it's been kind of a work in progress, I would say. Sometimes he's been willing to do the one-liners, but that doesn't really seem to be his comfort zone necessarily. So he's tried to do it on policy, or he's tried to do it on I'm the anti-drama, more effective person. He's still sort of like finding his pathway there. Whereas Christie is going to say, I'm the blunt hammer. I'm going to come in, and if I'm DeSantis, I'm glad that Christie's saying he's going to come in and do the straight-up hatchet job. Maybe the team effort on that front will help. Maybe that clears some room for DeSantis to then pop in after they fight and say, okay, that's a lot of drama. We don't need any of that. We don't need Chris Christie or Donald Trump. Here's what I'll do to actually get the country back on track. So I got to think for now that DeSantis is liking this. Although, in the end, we all know all these politicians that are willing to put themselves through this, they want to be president. Make no mistake, Chris Christie isn't running just to be a spoiler. That's just a lane he's picked. He wants to be president. That's why he still put himself through all these embarrassments like you talk about, letting Trump beat him down, and he still keeps coming back for more. He wants to be president. So he's taken a few shots at DeSantis as well. But really, his only ticket to ride in this primary, which was your original question, is just to say, I will be the hatchet man. I'll go after Trump.
Yeah, that's it. Benefit. I mean, that's what I look at Chris Christie, and I think the same thing. Other than that, let's say he wins the primary. And then what do we say against, let's say the Democratic nominee is Joe Biden, the current president. What do we say about Chris Christie then? Why would he be any better president other than his antagonistic viewpoint of Donald Trump than a Nikki Haley or a Tim Scott or a Mike Pence or any of the other candidates?
Right, exactly. And what I usually use Chris Christie, Tom, as my example of somebody who didn't move when the time was right. DeSantis'
yes.
time is now. That's why he's got to run. He can't save it up and hope for later. Chris Christie, when I was on the Romney team, we were in the Tampa convention in 2012. Chris Christie was basically the star of that convention, not Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
And he demurred. He didn't run. And he tried to save it for later, and it imploded. And here we are 12 years later, and he's still trying to get back.
I couldn't agree more. I think that his time has run its course, and now he's, you know, maybe he's a good debate coach. You know, he can give some of his political savvy and his expertise to another candidate who is more maybe the flavor of the month. But yeah, I think I agree with you. His time is done. It's gone in terms of a promising presidential candidate. All right. So let's look at the other candidates in the field. You know, Tim Scott's come out pretty strong. He came out on The View yesterday, kind of making his case why he is not the exception, but he is the rule for African Americans. And he's more, I think, the congenial but still strong conservative candidate. You got Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy. Now it's going to be Mike Pence. Of those candidates, who do you think is more attractive to go against maybe Donald Trump and eventually a Joe Biden?
You know, besides being the primary African-American candidate for the GOP, there's something about that you mentioned about Tim Scott, that he is just likable. And sometimes we forget in politics, it used to be the rule that you needed to be likable to win. Our politics today are a lot more ugly. But that's the thing I pull from the headlines and the clips and the stories that I read about him, is that he's like a breath of fresh air. And people hear him, they're like, man, I like that person. I want to listen more to see what that person has to say. And perhaps that just ends up positioning him to be vice president on a ticket if he can't pull that off. But I think I wouldn't call him flavor of the month as far as attention goes, but I think he's the only one that sort of sticks out with a different tone and tenor and still be able to talk about conservative issues. That's one person that I'm watching outside of the DeSantis Trump fight.
Yeah, I agree with you. I like Tim Scott. I like Ron DeSantis. I like them all, actually, to be honest, except for Chris Christie. I think you nailed it. I think he's getting into the race for attention, for praise, and for vengeance. That's not a winning campaign in my book. I appreciate it. John Selleck, the CEO of Harbor Strategic Public Relations. Good to talk with you, John. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tom. Thanks for having me.
You have a great day. Your call is coming up, 800-859-0WJR.